Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from September the 21st, 2023. My name's David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ Torsey Wright. Taking a look at yesterday's performance, mostly a negative one for the indices we follow on the video here. Leading the way to the downside was the NASDAQ composite, down over 1.5%. We also saw the S&P 500 down about 94 basis points. Only thing we saw in positive territory was gold up 69 basis points there as it wrapped up its day. Looking at the NASDAQ composite this morning, still maintains that buy signal there. We did see an NO here at 13,500. We take a move below 13,300 to see it return to a sell signal, so we'll keep an eye out for that. On the small cap front, we did see RUT continue to move lower, printing a no here at 1820, really looking to test that support that dates back to June here. A move below 1810 would actually violate that support, and then we'd be keeping an eye on 1800. If you actually look at the chart of IWM, we saw it violate a key level of support on its chart somewhat similarly as well. We look there. So noteworthy that we're seeing a breakdown in small caps. As far as gold, we saw it reverse up into a column of X's yesterday there at 1950. Doesn't change too much of the technical picture at the moment. It'd take a move above 1960 to see it return to a buy signal, and a move above 1970 to see it flip that trend back to positive. But we'll continue to keep an eye on that. It's first actually higher bottom we've seen out of gold since May. So somewhat intriguing there, along with the announcement yesterday from the Fed that at the moment they're pausing on rates, but hinted at potential one more rate hike. We've seen yields rise this morning, and the 10-year yield currently sits at about 4.45 the last I checked. So we'll print an X up here. That'll bring it up to its highest level since October of 2007 here on my notes. And when we actually look at the U.S. two-year, this is going to be U.S. two-year for the symbol there. And when we look at it currently, we actually saw this morning that it got up close to touching that 5.2 level. We'll keep an eye out. It may have touched it just in a brief second, but we'll keep an eye out for that as well, seeing if it's able to move above the 5.2 level, which would be the highest level that we've seen out of the U.S. two-year yield since June of 2006. And furthering that even a little back further, looking at 5.3, we actually haven't seen that since the latter part December of 2001. So worth watching there on the U.S. two-year yield. News this morning about FedEx. It came out that they reported actually yesterday evening, but there was a positive reaction to that. We've seen the stock trade a little bit higher, up about to 263 this morning. That'll reverse the chart back into a column of X's here at 260, a move above 264 potential there as well. From here, a move above 272 would be a third consecutive buy signal and a new 52-week high for the stock. So that's what we'll keep an eye out there for FedEx. Still a 3-for-5er and ranks within the top quintile of the aerospace airlines sector matrix with yield just shy of 2%. Looking this morning also at Broadcom, it's a big mover to the downside this morning. There were some rumors that out there on the street that potentially Google may stop using Broadcom chips and may make them in-house. There's been a pretty strong reaction to that this morning, but interestingly enough, where I saw a trade this morning was to about 777 the last I checked, which brings it right down to this support level here, really this final level of support. We don't see it mark 776 just yet. We'll keep an eye out for that. That would take out that near-term support, but interesting to see that so far we've seen it trade right down here on the chart at that 784 box. Haven't seen it fall below 776 to violate that key level of support there dating back to June. Short-term holders, if you did see that violation of support, you may look to lighten up, possibly trim, depending on how much exposure you maintain. Long-term holders, probably okay to hold here, but would definitely keep a very tight leash on this one. Could potentially lighten up on the breakdown, lock in some profits depending on your cost basis. But feel free to give us a call and the analyst team a call if you have any questions based on how you may approach that. And again, a lot of variety of factors there. So as always, if you have any questions pertaining to a stock you may be wondering about, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.